The State Lottery Commission has plans to allow the lottery-style game Keno in as many as 150 locations around Maine. But some lawmakers in Augusta say that such a major expansion of gambling requires legislative approval, and they are moving to block the commission until they can act on the issue. Mal Leary has more.
The game of Keno is offered in 15 states that have a lottery, the closest being Massachusetts. The Maine State Lottery Commission plans a system that will be similar to the Massachusetts game, with playing locations tied to a central computer. The players select from 1 to 12 numbers for each game, and then the computer randomly chooses 20 winning numbers from 1 to 80 and displays them on a Keno monitor. Winning numbers would be drawn about every 4 minutes. Finance Commissioner Richard Rosen says it's not really all that different from the so-called Pick 4 or Pick 5 lottery games that Maine offers now.
Lottery has introduced and refreshes and proposes and moves forward with a variety of different games. This would be another game in that portfolio.
But members of both parties on the legislature's Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee take a different view after learning that the commission plans to implement a Keno system with as many as 300 terminals in 150 locations. Republican Senator Scott Searway of Benton co-chairs the committee.
That put up red flags. This larger operation, it should be put to a halt, and then if they want to do it, then they should go the process.
Searway and Democratic State Representative Louis Lucchini of Ellsworth, the House co-chair of the committee, went to the legislative council made up of the 10 elected leaders of the legislature and got approval for a bill to block the Keno plan until the legislature can review it. Lucchini says he's not alone in wanting a second look.
I kind of took the lead on putting the bill in. And the paperwork, but I think many people share concerns or just have questions that they'd like answered before they weigh in either for or against. I think people are still open-minded, but they just want to be able to have answers to the questions first.
And Searway says some of the questions that the Lottery Commission has answered raise new questions. For example, lottery terminals are currently in gas stations, convenience stores, and large grocery chains. The Keno terminals, according to the commission, would also be in bars and restaurants and other locations that Searway says are not spelled out.
I asked, what about, where are you going to put them? And I said, are you going to put one in Arcadia at Jordan Pond or whatever? And they said, no, we wouldn't do that, but maybe Bar Harbor.
Lucchini says he and other committee members are also concerned about the economic impact the expanded gambling would have on various nonprofit groups that operate games such as Beano. He says those groups should have a chance to publicly testify on that potential impact so lawmakers can weigh the policy change.
I think the way that it's going to be rolled out, it almost certainly would affect charitable games and nonprofit games. It seems like it could cannibalize into their players.
The panel is considering several gaming bills this session that would expand gaming, including one that would allow nonprofit groups to operate a few slot machines. They also are reviewing a study about how to site any future casinos in the state. As for the Keno proposal, Rosen says no revenue estimates have been completed, but based on what other states receive, it could be a multi-million-dollar-a-year game once fully underway. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.